Hey, this is Megan from Swish and Flick. I wanted to tell you all about Book of the Month. I love the curated list of books that is available every month. It makes it so easy to find something for you. Book of the Month focuses on new and upcoming authors. It's really helped me to venture beyond my regular genres. I am so excited at the start of every month to see what Book of the Month has picked. And what's better than getting a cute blue box in the mail with a book in it? I was so excited to see this month The Paradise Problem by Christina Loren was a pick. You guys know how much I love their writing. I've already started it, and it's everything you could expect from a Christina Loren novel. Book of the Month is offering a great intro offer for the month of May. You get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, P-E-T-A-L-S, and shipping is always free. Head on over to bookofthemonth.com and use code PETALS.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life. But when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone.
Hello and welcome to episode 223 of Swish and Flick.
I'm Sarah with a haircut.
I'm Katie with a Starbucks beanie.
I'm Tiffany with I don't know what.
I can't think under pressure.
I'm Megan.
Taylor Swift.
Okay, you say that like you haven't been talking to me about Taylor Swift either.
I just know it all too well, okay?
Okay, well, this episode is sponsored by Carmen Campula. Thank you, Carmen!
Thank you, Carmen.
And you're really lucky to get this episode. Because we are actually all together!
Woo!
Yay, Katie! Anywho, we are discussing part one of chapter 9 of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. The Half-Blood Prince.
Interesting.
It's like when they say the name of the movie in the movie.
I'm always a little uncomfortable when they do that.
Me too.
Really? Yeah. I'm always like,
I go, that's the movie title.
Oh, make sure you have read that chapter and you're ready to brew your way through the details. Do you get it? Do you get it? Okay.
Potions.
Yes, ma'am.
I just have a better weekly profit than Megan.
Oh. Well, before we begin, we're going to go to... Wait, what? You got a haircut?
Got a haircut.
Let's go to Sasa for her very important weekly profit.
I just got all my hair cut off. Like, I would say like 3 to 4 inches. That's a lot.
Yeah, like imagine how short it's gonna look when it's all curly. I'm in a good way. I'm just saying. I didn't mean that in a bad
imagine.
Way. I'm just saying, like, it looks nice and short right now, but like since you have curly hair, it's even shorter whenever it's curly. Yes. Obviously.
Curls shrink if people that don't have curly hair know this. That's what happens.
Oh my gosh.
Go on,
good news.
So in other weekly profit news, we were right.
Yay!
There is a 20th anniversary reunion happening on HBO Max. No author sighting in sight, which makes it even better.
I don't think that's proper English.
Well, I just made it that way.
So the internet has been very adamant about pointing out the fact that the author will not be there.
Is that like super confirmed?
There's no mention.
No mention
her.
At all.
But there's no mention of her. But
there's nothing on.
I would anything. Personally, I would like it confirmed that
she won't.
We
be.
Won't see her.
I just wonder if it was stipulations with certain people.
I kind of assume that it is.
I would agree. If I was them, I wouldn't do it if he was involved.
And I'm excited that it is all of the trio members are coming back. And I loved Ivana Lynch's announcement of it, how she was saying like, she was so excited that she gets to be a part of this because she was just a fan in her bedroom with a ton of pictures plastered all over her wall crying whenever the movie came out, just like all of us were. Yeah. And she's like, don't remind the executives that I wasn't a part of the project yet, which was cute.
Were you fans when this first came out?
I was. I thought
no,
theaters.
I wasn't.
So you weren't like Ivana Lynch, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I wasn't.
My God.
You're correct.
I saw it in theaters.
But I did see it in theaters in November. I want to say that I probably went over Thanksgiving break. So like
I don't
very soon after it came out, my parents talked me into it.
I think I went with my dad because I had read the first four books by the time. Because that summer I actually read the first book.
Yeah, summer. I do know as well that many of the actors have confirmed that there will be an international release announcement as well, because I know HBO Max is only US. Mm. So
interesting.
They will. And they mentioned a couple. So they mentioned a couple different things. First of all, it's going to be streaming January 1st on HBO Max, which is US only. They mentioned announcing something later for international release. And they also mentioned that it will be streaming a couple times on TV for free, so like outside of HBO Max for people who don't have it. So like there will be opportunities for you to see it without having HBO Max. It just won't be on January 1st.
It's really cool though.
Yes.
Now do it with Cursed Child and let everyone watch that.
I saw that like Melbourne or something, they're also going to one, like they're doing the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whole new world with that new condensed version. I don't know. We can talk about that maybe next time.
Yeah.
For our next weekly profit. But just so you know, the condensed version of Cursed Child has some shipper's dreams coming true.
Yeah, it pushes Scorbus a little bit and I'm excited about it.
I don't know if I like that name.
Oh, I do.
Switch it around. What would it be the other way?
Albus. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's not bad either. People.com does say that the author will not participate in the upcoming Harry Potter reunion special. HBO Max announced Tuesday that original stars Dan, Emma, and Rupert and the extended cast will reunite for the first time for Harry Potter 20th anniversary Return to Hogwarts, which debuts on January 1st, 2022. The special will be a retrospective focusing on the creation of the first film from 2001, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, in honor of the 20th anniversary, which this gives me hope that they will do this for each of them as it hits 20.
Doubt it.
I could see the last one.
There's a lot for them to do. And I think this is already a lot for them to do every movie.
I think
eight movies.
But it's going to be eight things spread out over like a decade.
Not Chambers, though. Isn't Chambers next year?
Yeah, because they filmed them back to back. But like after that, it took a whole decade for all these to come out.
A decade, she said. Yeah, but like I don't know if they're going to want to do it when they're like in their 40s.
Why not?
What else are they going to do?
They might be, but
they're
we don't
just
know what
having
they're
money thrown at them money, to money, sit money, down money. For a couple hours and talk about Harry Potter.
Can you imagine? I
mean, yeah, but think about, like, they did it for 10 years and then to have them do it again for 10 years to talk about what they did.
I would do it.
I would do it. I don't know. I guess it depends on what they're offered, but.
Yeah, true. Maybe it won't be everybody. Maybe
not. Yeah. But it's awesome for Sorcerer Stone. They're getting the trio. I love that.
Yeah.
Emma's posts were really sweet. I loved reading everything she said about it.
Rupert had social media at one point. Did he get rid of it?
He has an Instagram, but I don't think he's posted about it yet.
And I know Dan doesn't have anything, right?
Yeah,
correct.
He doesn't.
I don't know.
We're on a first name, nickname basis, by the way. That's why I call him Dan.
I don't know if Rupert cares enough to post. I don't think he's one of those
he's
people
got
that
a
really
little
uses
one
social
at home
media
and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He basically just uses his Instagram to like put out things for like the new shows that he has coming out, and it'll be like one post about the new season of Servant starting, and
his last post was in January. So.
Yeah, it's very sporadic.
And he's only following 93 people.
Nice.
So
I like what Marcus says here too. I think that some of the other cast members benefit more from these events, and the trio probably realizes their participation helps them. So it's kind of like helping your friends. I mean, if the trio comes, they're giving coverage to all of these actors who really have just kind of been like, I don't mean this in a negative way, but like they've kind of just been riding the convention high for a while.
Yeah.
And especially now with COVID and like them not having been able to do that for 2 years. I think that that's really cool.
Well, some of them also don't want to do acting anymore anyways. So.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, helping each other out, making a little bit of money and giving people something that they really want. Mm-hmm. So. Also, last tiny bit of Weekly Profit news. We are recording on Danny DeVito's birthday, so we have to give him a shout out. Shout out to Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
Our favorite unit of measurement.
So make sure that you follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they will too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Swish Flick Cast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast by supporting our podcast. It keeps us going, and it also gives you access to some super cool exclusive things like the Felix Files, our Discord channel, live recordings, trivia games, Swish swag boxes, and more. Thank you all so much for your support.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at Brandon's fun fact. Danny DeVito is exactly one DeVito tall.
What's a famous Danny DeVito quote?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm big,
oh, my favorite. Small. Yeah, I was gonna say my favorite one's
I'm
the
smart,
Matilda
you're
one.
Dumb.
Oh, see, I love the one from Sunny. Where's the rum ham?
isn't there something about an egg?
Can I offer you a nice egg in this drying time?
Oh yeah.
I love that movie.
It's so good. Lastly, if you would like to send us your Potter story or any questions or concerns, you can do so to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
Y'all ever see the movie Twins?
I have not.
Please. Please.
I've never seen it.
What? It's Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger and they're twins.
Interesting.
I've heard of it. I know what the movie is.
Oh, it's so... Oh, there we go. It's so good. It is so good. Is it my turn?
Yeah, I'd like
an in-person
recap.
It's time for the recap.
You should have worn the hat.
Oh,
yeah, it's right there.
Where?
Right here in the middle.
Stick in the middle.
Do it again.
Do it again.
Recap the recap.
Yeah.
Are you ready? It's time. Look at me.
Sorry.
For the recap. Beautiful, Tiff. As always.
Beautiful.
You know what this does to people, right? Makes them
I got a haircut.
Wild.
She's wearing the hat.
All right. This recap's short and sweet.
Thought you were going to say, is sponsored by
the hat.
After the feast, as Sarah would say, everyone gets a look at Dumbledore's sick hand.
Jesus.
And plot twist, Slughorn's teaching potions, and Snape is teaching defense against the dark arts. Dun, dun, dun.
or dada.
Mm. I thought I'm like, you should have been like da da da. So did a lot of students trying to get into potions when it was so it's the first day of classes. They get their schedules. McGonagall helps them pick out classes, kind of, because she has to make sure like everyone's got like what they got, you know, like they're allowed to take these classes. Any whoosies, this year they have some free periods, which Ron is very excited about. Hermione's like, we're gonna use them for studying, and he's like, no, we're not. We find out that Ferenz is still teaching, but so is Trelawney. Whoa, I don't know what I was gonna say. I think I was gonna put Harry and Ron together, but neither one came out. Harry and Ron can take potions with Slughorn, but not Snape. But don't worry, Snape's not teaching potions. Anywho, these classes begin. They catch up with Hermione when it's time for Defense Against the Dark Arts, except it's spelled against incorrectly. And it said, too bad Snape hates them. And that's the first half of this chapter.
I can't wait to hear hurrah, rah.
Should that be the episode title? Horror. Just put sounds.
Sounds with Sarah.
Yeah, really.
So Harry and Ron met with Hermione in the common room before they had breakfast.
Before, you say?
Yes. Interesting. The next morning. And Harry was hoping that he would have some kind of support for his Draco is a Death Eater theory, but he's really not going to get much. Ron basically thinks that Draco is just showing off for Pansy Parkinson. Hermione doesn't really know about that because it's a huge, huge lie to tell.
So, like, why doesn't she agree with him?
Because she thinks this is a tremendous lie to tell. That would be like, I don't know.
Well, no, but so then why doesn't Hermione agree with Harry?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what it sounds like, where she's like, that's a pretty big lie. Like, I could kind of see where Ron's going, but like, that's even a stretch for Malfoy to do something like that. So why doesn't she believe Harry?
Do you think that she thought that maybe he was talking about something else and not the Dark Lord?
I mean,
but who else are you gonna be talking about?
Yeah,
your dad. Me and Joe. Anyways, so Harry jumps on this a little bit by saying exactly, but he can't go any further because there's so many people trying to listen in on what he's saying. And they're also whispering behind their hands.
Well, they're talking about Harry. They don't want him to know because they're like, he's a celebrity. He's the chosen one. He can't know who I am. And then he's going to look and be like, oh my God, like giggling little kids.
It's
like,
just so rude.
I don't like it. Harry doesn't like it.
So rude.
They're children.
And Ron snaps at them and he says, it's rude to point. And he says this to a first year boy, who was the person that was muttering behind their hand something about Harry to his friend. And he turns scarlet.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And basically falls through the portrait hole. And Ron loves this. He's like, I love being a 6 year. And he's like, we're going to get free time, whole periods where we're just going to relax. And Hermione's like, no, that's not how this works. You're going to need to study. They'll soon find this out anyway. They're about to get homework dumped all over them.
Yeah.
But Ron says,
any WT level?
Not today. He thinks it's going to be a real DOS today.
Do you remember when you were like in high school? And specifically, like, I was going to say, when you're juniors and seniors, you're like, oh, the freshmen are so lame. But you know for a fact you were that lame little freshman.
Oh, yeah.
But also what was great with our school was, like, if you had a... So our things were called mods. It's a whole long dumb thing.
And when she says we, she means me and her.
Correct. We went to high school together. If you don't know that by now, I
don't know where... Help you.
Yeah, I don't know how you got to this many episodes and didn't know we went to high school together. But, like, if you had free mods in the beginning, like, at the very first, like, class, like, mods 1 and 2, you didn't have to come in. And if you could leave early, if you free mods right at the last... And I don't know what numbers they were.
Same.
11 and 12? Wasn't it 12 a day?
I think 12 or 13.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
And then if you had more, I think only seniors could do this, though. I could be, no, Was it only seniors, or could you leave when you were a junior?
No, I think you could if you were a junior, but they didn't give those to juniors as often.
Yeah, so if you had like two or more free mods for lunch, you could leave campus.
Yeah.
You could leave the school and come back. Because the one year, I think we were juniors, the Chipotle that was right by our school, like, thought that all of the people, oh no, maybe it was just seniors, because they thought they gave free burritos to all of like the students who came in that day. And they think they thought that all of the people that were going to get lunch there were the whole school, and they never did it again. Or maybe they just only seniors, because all of the Mags girls were like, we get free burritos.
Yeah.
Burritos. We got burritos that day.
Yeah.
Anyways, that it means nothing to this, but that's just what my head was thinking about.
Yeah. And so this next move is a very teacher mom like behavior. And so all of a sudden, Hermione is like, hold it. And she throws her arm out, and she, and quote, halting a passing fourth year who is attempting to push past her with a lime green evil disc clutched tightly in his hand. Fanged frisbees are banned. Hand it over, she told him sternly. The scowling boy handed over the snarling frisbee, ducked under her arm, and took off after his friends. Ron waited for him to vanish, then tugged the frisbee from Hermione's grip. Excellent. I've always wanted one of these. And I feel like this is a flash into the future of their marriage with their kids. This feels very Arthur Weasley and the car to me.
Yeah.
How did it go? You know? And I really like Ron. He's funny.
He is funny.
I love him.
I don't think he's as funny as Lavender Brown thinks he's funny.
like, what is this?
Ugh.
What's this? There's laughter in the hall. I'll stop.
Okay. And here she is, everybody. We have been waiting.
Have we?
Five whole books, a little bit of a sixth book. Hermione is scolding Ron, and it can't be heard because it's drowned by a loud giggle from Lavender Brown, who thought that Ron's remark was probably the funniest thing she's ever heard in her life. Give me a lavender giggle, all of you.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. That was it.
That's good.
Yeah, but I want to hear everybody else.
But
that
nobody
was good.
Can top that.
Yes, you can.
Top that.
Oh my God, Ron, you're so funny.
Oh,
you're all making me wildly uncomfortable.
Do it.
I don't know if I can.
You can do it. I believe in you.
My fake laugh isn't good. I could do my mom's fake laugh.
Do it.
Genuinely, if she does that to you, that means you're not that funny. She's just doing it because that's what's needed. And
everyone has a fake laugh for sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't even know what mine sounds like.
I don't ever laugh.
Your fake laugh is like you sound like you're tired.
Okay. So Lavender kept on giggling and looking over her shoulder at Ron as she passed them and continued on down the hallway. Ron looked...
See, you did
that
it.
Was perfect. Ron looked really pleased with himself. It's the beginning of love.
No, it's not, but okay.
Love, laugh.
Infatuation.
One.
Ugh.
So place yourself here, if you will.
I don't want to.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
The ceiling of the Great Hall was serenely blue, streaked with frail, wispy clouds, just like squares of sky visible through the high something windows. What is that word?
Mullioned?
Did you spell it correctly?
It's a copy paste.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Are you Googling it?
You could have gone to the good old Google.
Mullioned of windows divided by vertical bars or piers, usually of stone.
Okay.
So like those fancy, like it's like a round and then there's like two inside like a round. It's like a castle. Castle windows. There you go.
Castle windows.
Yeah.
Anyway, they had a nice breakfast of porridge, eggs, bacon. Sorry, Sasa, no sausage today.
That's all right.
And Harry and Ron told Hermione about their conversation with Hagrid the previous evening. And Hermione's a little bit upset because I think she's upset because she doesn't want to hurt Hagrid's feelings.
They do anyways, though. None of them talked. But again, they're also kids. So, yeah, like.
True. And because they're not, obviously, they're not taking his class anymore. And she was under the impression that Hagrid knew this, but like, I feel
how
like,
would he?
Yeah, that's,
I don't think they would know until that day, because she comes and does their schedules like right at the table with them. You know what I mean? She being McGonagall.
Right. And so I was like, well, what's porridge and what's the difference between that and oatmeal? So I looked
porridge
it up.
Is superior.
It all sounds horrendous to me. Don't give it to
me. It looks gross. It says, sure. This is myrecipes.com/extra crispy.
Porridge?
What's the, I don't know, it just says extra crispy. Sure, we all basically know what porridge looks like, but what is porridge exactly? And what's the difference between porridge and oatmeal? And while we're at it, what's the difference between porridge and grits and gruel? I mean, I've seen Oliver and all that stuff in the cauldron looks like porridge to me.
Okay.
Turns out it's totally okay if you've lived your whole life calling a bowl of oatmeal porridge, because oatmeal is in fact a type of porridge. But the same way that not all rectangles are squares and not all pop stars are Beyonce, not all porridges are bowls of oatmeal. I don't know who this writer is, but their pop-up came up and now I lost the article. Anyways, porridge is basically any grain, be it oats, corn, even rice, that is cooked and boiled in water or milk until it has that creamy, thick consistency that we all know well, porridge. It also is sometimes called hot cereal. Who calls it hot cereal?
A lot
like
of people.
Farina is called hot cream cereal, cream of wheat, hot cereal.
I just call it garbage.
Mm. You know what
I
it
hate,
looks
I
like?
Hate all of it.
Oh my God, I love Farina. Oh,
it's a gloppy bowl of stuff. So there you go. Porridge.
Yum.
Can you say it like Florence?
Porridge.
Porridge. I genuinely think. Not only Florence, myself, but also Sasa, we think porridge is garbage because it's garbage. Ugh.
Garbage.
I just think, like, if I'm going to eat a cereal, hot or cold, because, you know, milk is supposed to be cold, I like a bit of crunch, and I don't want to eat any of that.
Put granola in it.
Ugh. Ugh.
Anyways.
The texture, no.
So, basically, Ron is responding to Hermione being like, how, you know, how could he not know that we weren't going to take his class anymore? And Ron says, quote, that's it though, isn't it? Said Ron, swallowing an entire fried egg whole.
Yeah, but like,
hold on,
Gaston does that every day.
We were
not fried, he just swallows them.
We were the ones who made the most effort in classes because we like Hagrid, but he thinks we like the stupid subject. Do you reckon anyone's going on to Newt? And I literally read this and I laughed out loud at Ron swallowing an entire fried egg. Like, I love him.
Did he chew it?
No.
He swallowed an entire fried egg.
I mean, like, they taste good if you chew a little bit.
He has no time for that.
Savor the flavor in your mouth.
I'm just saying. They truly didn't know if anyone was actually going to move to Newt level of his course, and they actually thought that no one in their year would want to move forward with Carrot Magical Creatures, and I think that's really sad.
Yeah.
I'm really not sure what to make of it.
I probably wouldn't have, but like,
I wouldn't
also
have.
It makes sense for them not to, just because of
that's
like what their career paths are going to be.
Someone like Neville, maybe I could see moving on.
Luna
does. Luna, yeah, but the trio, not so much.
I would have
also
told them though.
You guys, we have to be real about it. Like that was kind of a scary class.
Yeah.
The Scroots were scary, you know, all that forest stuff. Yeah. I can't blame the kids.
All of that forest stuff.
I
again, I have to remember that they are only kids or 16.
Yeah.
Whereas 31, I'd be like, hey, by the way, like, I'm not going to take your class. I don't like the way it's handled. But again, they're kids. So
right. Like, looking back when I was 16, I wouldn't have thought to talk to him. I would have been like, well, I'm not taking it.
Did you know? Remember when we took choir and we, because it was only requirement for the first year, and we only took it, we did it again our sophomore year, but we didn't have to, where like my sister took it all 4 years.
I never told her, but I like thinking back on it now, I was like, maybe I should have.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Sometimes you just don't think about this stuff.
Again, we were kids.
Yeah.
It doesn't cross your mind. You're not trying to be a jerk.
Yeah.
So, and this I don't also agree with, but, you know, they're kids. They avoided making eye contact with Hagrid the rest of the breakfast time and only returned his cheery wave with a half-hearted one when he left the staff table. And I said they probably feel guilty, but yeah, still, you get waved to the guy and, like, smile. Yeah, weirdos.
I think they just don't know how to confront him about it now. Correct. At this point, because they know that he's upset about it and they don't.
No, he's
I don't
not think upset he yet. He doesn't know yet.
He doesn't know. That's right. That's right.
I think he would have been right. less upset as well if they had told.
I mean, they could have literally taken this opportunity to walk up to him and have said something right then, rather than to have let him find out when who shows up. Does anybody?
I don't know.
You know? It is what it is.
Yeah.
But also,
his reaction isn't good as well.
I just think that,
he's hurt.
Well, yeah.
And I question this a little bit in my section because I get the section where McG actually, does their schedule. Like, that seems weird that this is all done the morning of classes.
It also is weird to me,
Hagrid get, a list of the students and then he would know? And
it just seems weird to me that it's a little rushed.
Yeah.
That, they come this year and, I mean, every year, really, because the author is crap at math. And looking at a calendar, that they come, they have the feast, and the very next day they begin classes. Can't you have a day to
get settled?
Yeah. Where
Does
like
it have to start the next day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because it depends on when the first is.
But even so, you arrive on the first, but why can't classes start on the third?
But it always seems that no matter what year it is, they always start the next day is what I'm saying.
What if it's a Sunday?
Could be
dumb.
Yeah,
sure. I'm done.
Okay, so after they eat, McG comes down from the staff table and she starts distributing class schedules. So it's a bit more complicated this year because normally McG would just pass them out and you know what you're taking and you go about your day immediately. But for 6 years, she has to confirm everybody's OWLs. And I just question, why was this not done before the first day? Yeah. I mean, it seems like poor planning. I don't understand why she would have to take the time to go through every single person and be like, oh, okay, let me look at your OWL schedules. Okay, approved. Have their schedule ready and hand it to them.
Remember who her boss is, though, because he's crap at planning. Because let's talk about this year. He knows he's dying. And he doesn't talk to Harry about anything.
Listen, he's anything. Opening rings. Don't bother him. He's Mm-mm. too busy for school running.
No, but what I'm saying is you aren't wrong. But what I'm saying is he could have been hey, we should make sure this stuff is done early. Instead, he's I'm going to die. And I know I'm going to die, but I'm not going to tell you everything.
Let me
also,
McGonagall,
just do it that day because it doesn't matter.
I think this They'll is probably how out. They've always done it. Hogwarts doesn't really change much. Just saying.
Just it the just seems
it will
like,
after next year because a lot of it's going to get blown up.
It just seems like poor planning.
Blown up.
Go to college and then give you your welcome week.
Yeah.
Give me some time.
Yeah.
Do they get a welcome week every year?
Yeah. No, it's just for your freshman year.
I was going to say, I didn't go back. So I
got
know.
No welcome week.
I did. I got a book and I got bored and read it. They handed everyone the same book. It's very good.
Curious
book.
Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime.
Yes.
I saw that play. It's good.
It's a very good book.
It's a good book.
It's very sad.
Yes.
Why did I remember that?
I don't know.
Oh my God. Where's that been?
I can tell you that it had an orange cover, I believe, in the dog. I think it was upside down.
It was cut out.
Uh-huh. Yes.
What is wrong with me?
Yeah.
Can you tell we went to the same school?
So, yeah, I don't know. It just seems like poor planning. But immediately, Hermione is cleared for everything she wants to take. So she is cleared for charms, defense, transfiguration, herbology, arithmancy, ancient runes, and potions.
That seems like too many.
That seems like a lot.
Why don't they do, semesters?
You would think, you could do, half a year of ancient runes and half a year of arithmancy. Like, are all of those classes worthy of full time? Charms, defense, transfiguration, and worthy. Potions. I would say yes, you take them all year.
Arithmancy, runes.
Yeah, but you don't even have to. Neville's not even going to take transfiguration, so those aren't even classes you have to take.
Yeah, so
okay, can we talk about this for a second? Because I feel some of their class choices need to be required classes.
Yes.
Wizarding Life.
Do you think that Because think about it this way. Think about how short some college degrees would be if you got rid of
the bogus.
Yeah. If you're an accountant, do you really need to take like a chemistry class or a bio, like whatever those core right. classes?
Like, I understand you want people to be well-rounded, but that seems like something that is it's a more money grab for freshman sure. year.
It's and a money grab.
It's a money grab.
For sure.
I hate that.
The whole college thing is a money grab.
Well, absolutely. So I think that what is kind of weird to me, so like, yeah, Neville doesn't get approved for Transfiguration, but like, why isn't there an NEWT Transfiguration and then just like a normal 6-year Transfiguration? You know what I mean?
Yeah, feel that for you.
How many classes would you have to take though? I mean, not take, but like,
well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe there should be more than one teacher. Like, maybe McGee teaches NEWT Transfiguration for 6 years, but there's a different teacher for just like standard Transfiguration.
Yeah,
like,
you know who could teach that? Dumbledore, because that's what he taught.
But I just like consider it, like, I consider, like, whenever you say an NEWT class, like, my direct comparison for my schooling would be like an AP course.
Yeah.
Or like an honors course or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, remember so when
like,
I ended up in AP US history?
That's laughable.
So I will, like, say I would have passed had weird. I done my homework, and I didn't, so I didn't.
Hey. It's just strange, this, and like, whenever we get this kind of stuff at Hogwarts, it always makes me, like, whenever we're talking about just like normal school stuff, that is whenever in my mind I'm like, I wish that I could like see a timetable for Hogwarts. Yeah. Like, I want to see like it, like, written
when
out.
They
like,
start?
When it, yeah.
When does it end? How do people wake passes? Up in the morning? Do you have alarm clocks? Like, what? Yeah. You know, I've read some internet stories where like they're able to set their wand as an alarm clock. Like, how does that work? I am someone that, like, if I don't have an alarm set in the morning, I'm not waking up till like 8.
Yeah.
You know? So like, if I have to be up at 7:30 to like start life or 7 or whatever,
yeah,
I gotta set an alarm clock because I won't wake up at,
yeah, it's like that kind of stuff I wish we saw more of. It's like, you know, like, because I was thinking comparing it to like my high school schedule, whereas like ours was very weird, and I don't know of any other high school that did scheduling the way that Magnificat did scheduling, but like, it was divided into like 20 minute mods, and each class was two mods.
It was 20. No, it was 20. This is 22 this is
minutes?
No, this is how insane it was. It was 21 minutes long,
21,
with like
right.
3 minutes in between each mod.
Yes.
So two mods put together is one class 45. Is 45 minutes.
Yeah. So weird.
Yes.
So then, and then like within that, it was like, okay, so everybody got like different lunch periods. So like, does Hogwarts have different lunch periods? Are there like four different periods and they alternate? Or is like everybody have lunch at the same time? Like, this is the kind of stuff I want to know. And we don't know.
I want to know what time your lunch is.
So like, when she's like handing out these schedules, I'm just like, I just want to see what, like, what does it look like? I want to see it. But anyway. So then we move on to Neville. And his schedule took a while longer than Hermione because he gets cleared for Herbology in Defense Against the Dark Arts, but he doesn't get cleared for Transfiguration, and he looks upset about this. And McGonagall's just like, well, why do you want to continue into it? Because I never really got the feeling that you enjoyed it. And he just says, mumbles, basically, well, my grandmother wants it. And this makes McGee upset. She snorts and goes, it's high time your grandmother learned to be proud of the grandson she's got rather than the one she thinks she ought to have, particularly after what happened at the ministry.
Snaps.
Go, McGee.
Let this be something that a lot of people should listen to.
Yeah. And like,
feel like
people seriously
had that, like, they have their kids,
expectations
to be a certain way, which I understand, but like, if they don't turn out to be a perfect mini you,
that's okay. And also, like,
Evan,
most
Evan
of the time
me if Alana is
and like, honestly, most of the times, like, you're setting unrealistic expectations that you couldn't even achieve, so why would you expect?
And then let me
your
tell
kid
you
or grandkid
they'll be
too.
In therapy trying to undo all of that.
Yes.
I'm not good enough.
Get a hold of yourself, lady.
So McGee suggests charms to him because he did well in that class, and Neville's like, well, my grandmother says charms is a soft option, which honestly, WTF, charms?
It's because she failed, that's why.
Charms is so useful, and like, I know, but you know, I
many a charm.
But I think that charms would be a useful class to take. And McGee just goes, take charms. I shall drop Augusta. Hello, Taylor Swift. Augusta is the name of one of the love triangle characters in folklore, just saying. I'll drop Augusta a line reminding her that just because she failed her charms OWL, the subject is not necessarily worthless. Which I love. Every time I see the name Augusta, though, I just think of Augustus Gloop.
Augustus Gloop.
Yeah. So Pavardi is next. And her first question is Ferenz going to be teaching again this year?
Hottie alert.
And McGee sounds disapproving just in general about divination. And she explains that Ferenz and Trelawney are dividing classes this year. And I wonder if like the disapproval in her voice is because she doesn't like divination for reasons maybe like Hermione. Like they seem like similar types of people.
I wonder if she's also knows like that Parvati's like, ooh, like he's a cute teacher and I want him, where she's like, that's so not what like, education is about.
What the disapproval's about.
Should we talk about divination and what she also said about like charms? Like I know that she doesn't really care for divination. Is it because you can't do it?
That's what I meant.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm listening.
No, it's fine. That's what I meant by like, do you think it was like for reasons like Hermione doesn't like it? Because they seem like similar
but
people.
Here's
I would
thing.
Say it's probably a little bit of both though.
I feel yeah. like that class should be like the art of divination. Do you know what I mean? Like,
because not everyone's taking it's
going to
be a seer.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Just Harry.
It also seems like for instance a better teacher than Trelawney, where like
it
what
seems
he's teaching
more
is a little
calculated,
bit
more, you know,
more practical kind of a thing, where like hers is like
suck you know, some tea leaves. And
I don't think you suck the tea leaves.
I meant to say suck some tea down and look at the leaves, and then I said suck
tea some
leaves.
Tea leaves.
Suck the tea leaves.
I didn't catch Tiffany's. Just Harry.
Just Harry.
Okay, so somebody in Discord mentioned something about Augusta's etymology, and I'm realizing now that I definitely should have looked that up, so I apologize, everybody. So she says Augustus Sive in the chat says Augustus was also a Roman emperor's name, so I wonder what the etymology is behind Augusta's name. So it says Augusta is a Latin name in the feminine form of Augustus, meaning great or venerable, derived from the Latin verb auger, which is to increase. Augustus was the name given to the first emperor of Rome, and subsequently Augusta was sometimes used as a title for empress of the Roman and Byzantine empires.
She certainly increases my frustration with her.
Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry I didn't do my research on her name. Sorry. But there you go.
You're good.
So she did, McGee does confirm that Trelawney will be taking sixth year students, however, for divination, and Pavardi walks off looking sad about that because she wanted Ferenz.
She wants to know if horses have abs. Yeah. I too want to know.
Do dogs lay eggs?
I just found out that dogs don't lay eggs.
What was that from?
Family Guy.
Oh.
Your favorite. Sorry.
I know. Now it's Harry's turn.
Potter.
He is, what am I trying to say? He's approved for charms, defense against the dark arts, herbology, transfiguration. And then she goes on to say that she's pleased with his transfiguration mark. And then asks why he didn't apply to continue with potions. And I say it's because old Snape is a crotchety old cranky man. That's why. Mm-hmm. But Katie's gonna give you the real reason,
right? So McGee's like, didn't you want to be an Auror, or is that no longer something you want to do? And Harry's like, well, yeah, it was, but you told me I had to get an outstanding in potions and I didn't. And McGonagall's like, yeah, that's true when Snape was teaching potions, but now Slughorn is, and he is perfectly happy accepting exceeds expectations. So she's like, do you want to continue? Which I like that she still gives him the option, because it's his life. It's not just an automatic assumption that, yes, he wants to go on. But he does say, yeah, but I didn't buy any of my books. I don't have any of my ingredients or anything. And she's like, yeah, don't worry about that. I like Slughorn. I'll lend you some stuff. So Harry gets his new schedule. And by the way, she tells him there are like 20-some hopefuls that have put their names down for the Quidditch team. And he can take up fixing the date for the trials at his leisure. Ron's cleared to do the same subjects as Harry. I'm super jealous because I had one class during my entire time at high school with my best friend, and that just like was not fair. Here, Harry and Ron and all their classes together.
How many classes do we have together, Megan?
At least we had theology that one semester.
Yeah, and French.
That's what we, me French. And Chrissy had theology together, and that was it.
Did we have French the second year together, or did we not have to take 2 years of French?
We did have to take 2 years of French, but I think that we were in different periods. I'm almost certain we were in different periods because I think we had different teachers.
I had Madame O'Hara.
Oh, so did I. But I think that we were in different periods.
Yeah. And then the theology class, I remember it was me, you, and Gabby, and us together was not a great thing. And then I told him I had the next semester, like, everyone's stuff changed. So I was in this class by myself, and I was like, you won't hear a peep out of me. And he didn't believe me. And he came out, and he's like, you weren't kidding. I was like, no, my friends aren't in this class, so I'm not talking to you.
Like, oh. Right.
I don't think we had very many classes too. I mean, we did choir, but oh, then... Yeah.
Is this like the high school reunion episode? Is that
Yeah. Exactly.
We're talking about schedules, Tiffany. God, schedules. I'm sorry you feel left out, but stop.
Sorry you aren't on a podcast with your friends you went to high school with and you
can't
talk about it.
We had a lot of our free periods and lunch together.
I will
which is the important part.
Right. Megan and I did not go to school.
To go to school.
That far away, you know, it's only been like 10 years for you. I know it's been like 20.
Yeah,
you make me
you're out of school.
Oh my god.
I will say that we had a lot of time before school.
Yeah,
and my favorite memory is Megan wanted to be vegan so she decided to get a chocolate chip cookie with juice instead of milk, and then I pointed out to her that there was milk chocolate in her cookie and she's like,
and butter.
Oh.
Well, tomorrow then.
Listen, I tried. Okay, man. Those cookies.
I've only heard
so
about how good they were.
Yeah, those are good cookies.
But anyway, so Ron is also me during my senior year because he's like, look, we've got a free period now and a free period after break and after lunch. Excellent. And like, that was totally me because as Sarah said, literally. I could come in late if I had a free period in the morning. I could leave early if I had a free period in the afternoon.
That was extended amazing lunch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Only if someone had a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, the walk was like too long to make it even with a longer lunch. But whatever. So they head back to the comm room, just Harry and Ron, because Hermione ran off to Ancient Ruins, I believe. And there's just some seventh years in there, and Katie Bell's there. And I think it's really cute that she congratulates him on being Quidditch captain, because it could have been her, right? Because she's obviously still in school. But
she's got other issues got to do this year, right?
A little bit. Yeah, she's got to get cursed.
Yeah. God.
This is back to school lunches. I'm sorry.
What?
No, I was just thinking, and I was wondering,
thinking about Bosco sticks?
Oh, those
God,
are good.
Bosco sticks.
Dipped in
so
ranch
good.
And not the marinara.
Yes.
So good.
During senior year, like, I would come and see you at lunch sometimes, wouldn't I? Did we ever do that a couple times?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
It's gonna be like, so, yeah, we
I know. I thought she's talking to you.
I think that we did a couple times.
I can't remember if we did that or if we just got up
if
really early
really
to do breakfast.
Long one.
We would go to breakfast.
We
sometimes
would go to
together.
Breakfast. You're right.
We would go get the souffles at Panera.
Oh, those are good. Anyway,
oh yeah,
I'm done talking about lunches. Sorry.
For sure? Now,
I'm gonna talk about lunch.
We need to talk about school lunch.
So Katie Bell's like, well, tell me when your Quidditch tryouts are, and Harry's like, don't be stupid, you don't need to try out, I've literally watched you play for 5 years. And she's like, you can't start off that way, there could be someone better than me out there, there's been good teams that have been ruined because the captain just keeps playing old faces and quote letting in their friends. And Ron looks a little uncomfortable.
Can
about
you read
that
what's actually written?
Nope.
Your hand was up, Tiffany.
Yeah, I just want to point out that this is a very Gryffindor thing that Katie Bell does.
Yeah.
The fact that she's like, no, I've got to try out. I've got to, like, follow these rules. Like, it feels very Gryffindor. Because, you know, if Megan was the captain and some Slytherin was like, yeah, winter tryouts, and you were like, no, you don't need to try out, they'd be like, yeah, that's a cool thing. Back on the team.
I think I don't know. I could see it being like, let's try out, but like,
secretly.
But like, I know you're
that feels that. Ravenclaw.
My first thought was actually Hufflepuff, because he wanted to be fair. Let me try out again.
Well, Gryffindor and Hufflepuff really share that.
Yeah,
you're right. Houses, yeah. I feel.
Yeah. I agree.
We're not cheaters.
Yeah.
Unlike some birds and snakes.
I'm not a cheater. When have I ever cheated?
on that spelling test that once.
Oh, that is true. I did do that.
I had a shot in the dark and I just said spelling test because you always ask me how to spell things.
You didn't know I cheated on a spelling test?
No.
I was in like first grade.
You know what I did?
I had my sister write all my spelling words out for me on a piece of paper. She didn't know what I was doing.
I remember this story.
I've told this story before where I had her wrote them out, and I remember to this day what the spelling test looked like, because, you know, back in those days you just had to write the words out, and half of them were on that part of the paper, half of them were down here, and then I got caught halfway through because I was holding the paper in my hand and literally just copying them.
That's ballsy.
I was dumb, I was in first grade,
not quite a claw.
If Meg ever cheats, it's never like, it always comes out and it's like funny and a joke.
Oh no, I've cheated.
What? No, I meant like in like games that we play.
Oh no, no, yeah. I mean,
I don't know about school. Oh, I've cheated.
Don't be like Megan.
Jeez.
It was just like math, and I would write.
It was just like math,
and I would just like write the formula that I needed for the test, like on the inside of my calculator, and then I would like slide it up.
What, with the pencil?
Oh. And I would, yeah, and then I would write it on the corner of the test. Yeah, you know, it's fine.
I love it. Slope.
Kids who are younger and in grade school, don't do that.
We don't condone cheating on tests.
No.
But
especially me.
But you know, I mean, I did it. Sorry. Not sorry.
Yeah, it's in the past now. It's in the past.
You can't be mad about the past.
Yeah.
Right. Gotta leave the past behind you. All right, so Ron starts playing with that faint frisbee because that's what Ron would do. And an hour later, they very reluctantly make their way to the Defense Against the Dark Arts classroom. Hermione was already there when they got there, and she's saying she got so much homework from runes. And Ron yawns and goes, shame. And Hermione's like, just you wait. I bet Snape's going to give us a ton of homework. If I was them, I'd be real anxious about how this was going to go.
Yeah.
Like, more so than a brand new person I don't know coming in and teaching as it has been for the last 5 years, right? I don't know. So Snape steps out. Immediately there's silence, just falls over all the students. They go inside, and Snape had already put his personality in the room, just like all the other teachers do. But I don't know. It's just very strange. I'm just going to read it from the book. It was gloomier than usual, as curtains had been drawn over the windows and was lit by candlelight. New pictures adorned the walls, many of them showing people who appeared to be in pain, sporting grisly injuries or strangely contorted body parts. Nobody spoke as they settled down, looking around at the shadowy, gruesome pictures. Like, I'm not saying I'm like a Snape stan, but this just seems like extreme even for him. Like, contorted body parts? Okay.
It's a little weird.
You don't think that just adds to the beautiful aesthetic?
I'd rather have his slimy things in jars than contorted body parts.
I wonder, though, if he does this to, like,
put a scene, not a scene,
well, I was
an aesthetic.
Like, he specifically calls out the Cruciatus Curse, the Dementor's Kiss, and then Inferi. And I'm wondering if he's doing that because, like, Neville's in that class, Harry's in that class, where Neville's parents, the whole Cruciatus Curse, and then, like, Harry's godfather was threatened with the Dementor's Kiss.
It was very personal things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that was malicious, or do you think it was because these people have actually experienced these things already?
Both?
A little bit of both. Does it work on both levels? Can we get away with it? Sorry, Snape fans. I know you don't want to hear that stuff.
So Hermione has to very quickly shove her book back inside her bag because Snape tells them he hasn't asked them to take their books out yet. And he says, I wish to speak to you and I want your fullest attention. He really kind of enjoys a bit of power and control over his audience. I feel like he kind of revels in it a little bit. And then I'm just going to finish my section reading from the book. His black eyes roved over their upturned faces, lingering for a fraction of a second longer on Harry's than anyone else's. You have had 5 teachers in this subject so far, I believe. And then this is Harry thinking, you believe, like you haven't watched them all come and go, Snape, hoping you'd be next.
Sassy pants.
True. Very sassy. I believe. Where were you?
I literally read that out loud to Tiffany because I was giggling.
Yeah, she did. She giggled out. She literally lolled.
Lol.
So I'm going to continue to read from the book because he says a lot of things and I don't feel like, you know, paraphrasing basically.
Sometimes you can't. It's got to be said.
Yeah.
So Snape is being Snape and he says, naturally, these teachers will all have had their own methods and priorities. Given this confusion, I am surprised so many of you scraped an OWL on the subject. I shall be even more surprised if all of you manage to keep up with the NEWT work, which will be much more advanced.
Why is he such a butt? Why are you going to start that way?
Part of that is not unrealistic because there's like that whole continuity, you know, of having an educator being like, I taught you A, B, C, D, E this year, and then like
A, B, C,
and then you go with it. You know what I mean? Like, there's not a lot of consistency of what they're learning, and then especially last year, where like if it wasn't for Harry, like a lot of people would have been super far behind because she's the worst, and so is the government, because they didn't learn anything from them. So he continues with saying, the dark arts are many, varied, ever-changing, and eternal. Fighting them is like fighting a many-headed monster, which each time a neck is severed, sprouts a head even fiercer and cleverer than before. You are fighting that which is unfixed, mutating, and indestructible. Harry is listening to him and kind of thinking about the fact that, like, the way that he's perceiving how Snape is speaking is that Snape is saying all of this with like a loving caress in his voice. And he's like, ugh, like you should be like saying it with like the fear it deserves kind of a thing where he's just like, ooh, look at all these dark arts. I love them. Snape continues. It says, your defenses must therefore be as flexible and inventive as the arts that you seek to undo. These pictures give a fair representation of what happens to those who suffer, for instance, the Cruciatus curse. So he waves a hand toward a witch who was clearly shrieking in agony. Feel the Dementor's kiss. A wizard lying huddled and blank-eyed, slumped against the wall. I don't know what that word is. Or provoke... I think it's the aggression, maybe. Let me look at what the book says, because I
agree on.
I don't know what word that is. It's A-G-G-R-I-O-N. And if that says something not nice, I apologize.
Aggression?
Do you not go through and like edit? No. I see all these mistakes.
I don't, Tiffany. You should know this.
But that one turned into a real word. I would have just
The aggression of the inferius is what it is. Okay. So, and then that is described as a bloody mass upon the ground. What? So I googled inferius.
Oh my God.
Which is like, I feel like we've talked about this almost at length because like they're never seen. Like we don't see them. They aren't like fighting in the right? Like you only see them at the lake. Is that it?
Who? Inferior?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which like I the way it's described to me, it's almost like, yeah, he used him last time, he's gonna use him again, but he like doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't know
didn't have a chance.
The Battle of Hogwarts was like a spur of the moment thing, remember? Yeah, that
happened quickly.
Yeah, that was something like if you think about it, they left Gringotts, hung out for a second, and left again. You gonna make it? Okay. So that wasn't something that was necessarily planned. Had I think that he would battle plan and not monologue all the time, maybe he would have used them.
He likes to hear his own voice.
Yeah.
So according to the Wikia, it says inferius and the plural is inferii. I don't think that's actually how you say it. I think it's just inferior.
Inferii. Reminds me of like a new Apple product.
Was a dead body reanimated by a dark wizard's curse. They were similar, but intrinsically distinct from a zombie. Inferii were created through the magical branch of dark arts called necromancy. Which was the art of raising the dead. The spells used to reanimate the corpse were complex.
I feel like they look like marionettes.
They kind of remind me a little bit of the White Walkers a wee bit.
Yeah.
That's from Game of Thrones, if anybody cares. It says, like, early history in 1899, it was mentioned that the dark wizard Grindelwald, Gellert Grindelwald, his full name, sought to create an army of Inferii and believed that the Resurrection Stone could grant him such powers. It's unknown as to whether he succeeded, though his conception of the stone's abilities was, in fact, incorrect. It brought back souls from the realm of the dead as more than ghosts, but less than a live state, not as a living body. And then during the First Wizarding War, Voldemort was known to have created an army of Inferi from a large number of people he murdered. He placed such an army within the Lake of Salazar Slytherin Locket's hiding place, is what it's called. It says the Inferi in question were mostly vagrant, homeless muggles murdered by Voldemort, but then some of them were earthly remains of wizards and witches who disappeared during the war without explanation. This could possibly include wizards from the Ministry, members of the Order that were never found, or just random, unlucky witches and wizards. In 1979, when Regulus Black attempted to destroy said Horcrux, he succumbed to the brink of despair's effects and tried to take a drink from the water, from the lake, only to trigger the Inferi and was killed by them. And then it goes on to talk about like the Second Wizarding War. We'll talk about this at length in another episode. Maybe they'll have their own episode. Did we talk about the Monophelix Files?
I don't think so.
Would they be considered to be a creature? Like, could we do a creature feature on them? Or like, is that not a creature?
I guess it's not a creature.
I don't know.
I think that they're just
What would you classify them?
A dead feature.
I guess the real key would maybe be if they're featured in Fantastic Beasts. And I don't think they are. So I'm assuming it's just like dark magic.
So
that's a good idea.
Their description on this, it says an Inferius was a grisly puppet. The Inferi were gaunt skeletal beings that closely resembled zombies. Being human corpses, they had individual appearances based on the humans they had been created from. For example, one Inferius might have dull teeth, while another might have sharp teeth. Some might have hair, others might not have any at all, depending on the age of the human at the time of death and the corpse's state of decay. The most obvious sign is that one was facing an Inferi other than a living human, where the white and cloudy eyes indicating their owner was devoid of any form of life. And then it says, because this is defense against them, because Inferi were creatures of the dark, they disliked light and heat. No spell has been found to render dead fish impervious to burning. The most effective spell against them was therefore a fire summoning spell such as Firestorm. All right, never heard of that. Because of this
theme, like Pokemon
the Inferi were enchanted by their master to avoid flames. Other spells might work against a few Inferi, but might not be useful against a whole army of them. It must be noted that Inferi were resistant to most spells. They couldn't feel pain and thus were unaffected by many attacks, whose main effect was pain, such as the Cruciatus Curse. This is evident when Harry attempted to use the dark spell Sectum Sempra on the Inferi in the Crystal Cave, and they had no blood to spill, so it didn't work. And then the etymologist says Inferius is a tampered form of the Latin word for underneath or below, which is Inferus. But it was an obvious connotation of being lesser than a living person, meaning Inferi means the dead or underworld. And the author, I guess, has changed this real Latin word to form these creatures. So, like, interesting. Anywhoosies, Inferi.
They're gross.
Yeah, they made me cry.
It's not their fault that they're gross. That's really sad.
Yes.
Yeah. That was definitely a part in the book that, like, truly
terrified,
scared me when I was reading it. And there's only been a handful of times in books that I've read where, like, I get that feeling. And this, I remember it in this, and then there's a moment in ACOTAR where I felt it too. And I was like, there were times where I just like had to close my eyes and stop thinking about it. Cause it gave me goosebumps, like in a bad way.
that didn't happen for me. Anyways, I wouldn't want to meet them in a back alley. You know?
I loved this.
So no, I wouldn't say that. Parvati then asks if they had been seen again. She's like, have they been seen? And Snape does confirm that Voldemort did in fact use them before, so it is likely that he will use them again. He then changes the subject to nonverbal magic, and he asks what the advantage of it is. And when no one else raises their hand, he has Hermione answer, but he's like, I guess fine, like, you could answer since no one else is answering it. And of course, what she says is correct, but he's not satisfied with that answer, because, of course, like, that's right from the textbook. chapter, or I don't know if it's a chapter, but like standard books and spells, blah blah blah. Grade eight or grade what grade are they in? Six.
There isn't an eight.
You can be a grade eight if you play a musical instrument.
Do you think aura training is considered like grade eight?
Sure. Yeah. I'll let you have that one.
There's a Ed Sheeran song called Grade Eight.
I love Ed Sheeran.
I didn't mean to click on that. So I Googled nonverbal spells. So a nonverbal spell was a spell that was performed without the caster speaking the incantation aloud, which kind of speaks for yourself, you know? No pun intended. Hey. Or pun intended. Hogwarts began teaching nonverbal magic to students in their sixth year in Defense Against the Dark Arts, Charms, and Transfiguration. The students were expected to use spells nonverbally from then on. You know, it goes on. I'm like, who's that? Who's Bob Ogden? Ogden.
Ogden's fire whiskey.
Yeah, yes. Ogden's fire whiskey.
But yeah, it says like some spells such as Levy Corpus were easier to perform non-verbally than others. Most spells, however, seem to be less effective than normal when the incantation was not said.
Are the sneaky spells the easy ones?
But, I don't know.
You know, you gotta be sneaky about Levy Corpus.
It's interesting. Then they go, for example, according to Hogwarts nurse Poppy Pomfrey. Are you laughing at me?
It sounded like you said the F word.
Oh, I didn't. I said, I think it was going to.
Looked at each other. She's like, did she just say the F word?
What'd you say?
I was going to say something that began with an F, and I just only F came out with like words.
Like, you were like, fuck.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
I was like, I'm just going to ignore it. Katie looked over at me like.
Oh my god, somebody said that the in Fury in the movies look like wet golems.
Ew.
So Pomfrey was talking about like they're using the example of Hermione getting hit with that spell from Antonio Dalahoff because he had to do it non-verbally because he couldn't speak. What are you laughing at?
Antonio Dalahoff. Antonio. Megan's trying to like just be Megan, and she goes.
You know I can't say names, okay?
Antonio.
Antonin Dalov does not speak the spell that hits Hermione, so she's like, Pomfrey's like, it's not that bad. It could have been fatal had he used real words, you know?
Oh God.
That Antonio.
New Potter character.
Tony Dalov.
I'm calling him that forever.
God, dear, I love you. This is where we get material.
So going back to talking about Harry Potter and not me being not being able to read. So not everyone can do this, obviously. And so like he's like, ew, you have to be like super skilled or whatever. And so they're going to practice like doing this in class that day. So Harry gets a feeling that Snape is like insinuating that he being Harry, is not powerful enough to perform nonverbal magic. And it says like the last time they basically like did magic around each other. That sounds wrong. Was with their mind lessons. And it went terribly.
Mind lessons.
And they have like a staring contest and Harry wins. So Snape then has them divide into pairs where one attempts to jinx the other while the other one then tries to repel the jinx whilst neither of them are speaking. So yeah. Yes, Tiffany.
Look at Brandon's name. Brantonio Dalla.
Brandon, am I gonna have to ground you? I'm gonna read.
Just caught me off guard.
I'm gonna read.
You look so startled.
I was like, what?
I'm gonna read from the book now. Although Snape did not know it, Harry had taught at least half of the class, everyone who had been a member of the DA, how to perform a shield charm the previous year. None of them had ever cast the charm without speaking, however. A reasonable amount of cheating ensued. Many people were merely whispering the incantation instead of saying it out loud. Typically, 10 minutes into the lesson, Hermione managed to repel Neville's mutter jelly-like jinx without uttering a single word, a feat that would surely have earned her 20 points for Gryffindor from any reasonable teacher, thought Harry bitterly, but which Snape ignored. So, like, obviously Hermione's gonna be the one that's like first successful at it. And so she repels the jinx, the jelly legs jinx, which is just a jinx that makes your legs go like jelly. And Harry thinks like, of course, like Snape's just gonna ignore her because it's Snape, and anybody else would have given her 20 points because of her success. So then Snape's walking around like an overgrown bat. That's how he's described in the book. And he's like watching Ron and Harry, who aren't doing great at this task. And it's like noted, like Ron is really, really, really trying not to speak. So he's not great at keeping his mouth shut though. And so he's basically like purple face. He's trying to like keep his lips shut so he can like make sure that he's not doing any verbal magic. He wants to make sure he's doing it non-verbally. And kind of like Harry's just like kind of just standing there like waiting, and he's like ready to like he's ready for like him just non-verbally fling a jinx at him so he can repel it, but he really doesn't think it's gonna happen. Fling a jinx. Man, he's like, it's probably not, he's probably not gonna send a jinx my way, so not poor today
Ron. Not today, Ron.
Not today.
Thus, all right, ends the half.
I have a lightning bolt question.
Oh, okay.
Like a personal one?
No. Mm. Well, I mean, I it depends on how you view this question. If you had the jelly legs jinx cursed on you, what flavor would you want your legs
strawberry
to be?
Strawberry. And I was literally thinking about that.
Ooh. Raspberry.
I was going to say maybe raspberry.
Ooh, raspberry. Raspberry jam. Like
a good blackberry.
Mm.
I love a lot of jellies.
Me too. I don't think I'd turn down a jelly.
I wouldn't turn down
any kind of jelly. Well, I prefer jam. Yeah. But
same, I do love raspberry jam. Mm.
What's the difference?
Jam is so much better.
Yeah,
jelly usually really is made just with like liquids. Mm-hmm. Where like jams, it's like the fruit and the liquid,
have, like the pieces.
Ooh,
of
yeah,
fruit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It also spreads better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so lightning bolt questions from the Peanut Gallery. AKA
Wait, I have one.
Yes. Sure.
What would be the jinx that you would jinx? Like, what you're in Snape's class?
Sectum Semper.
Okay, Tiffany, you don't know that one exists.
Avada Kedavra.
Are those jinxes? Or are those curses?
Well, I mean, I'm gonna curse somebody. I am evil.
A tickling jinx.
Bombarda. Blow them up.
Oh my god.
Okay, you can't judge me. You just said Avada
Kedavra. At least it's peaceful.
Oh my god. Oh my Fiend god. Fire.
We're just gonna kill everybody.
I didn't start the fire. It was always burning.
Ryan started the fire.
Cheese realistically pita. Probably the tickling charm.
Oh, that's a good one.
Tail and Telegra. Or is that the leg dance?
That's like the leg dancing one.
Rictum Semper, I'm sorry.
That's a fat bogey. It could be entertaining.
Mm. Mm. That's a hex.
Mm.
So?
Block it. You Dang. Shield yourself.
Yeah.
But non-verbally.
I'm shielding myself.
I don't know.
Shielding myself.
Something nice.
Tickling.
Flowers. I don't know. What if they pee their pants?
Because of
that would
flowers?
Be embarrassing.
No, because no,
like tickling. Oh,
yeah. What if you tickle them too long and they accidentally wet themselves?
If you tickle someone too long, it's actually abusive. So, to say.
Anyways, let's go to another question. Okay.
Sam Gartley asks, if you had a free period at Hogwarts, what would you be doing?
Nothing. I would stare and think how lucky I was.
Probably napping or reading somewhere comfy, like my bed / napping.
Do you know what I would really
reading
do?
Reading on the grounds, like underneath that tree that Harry talks about.
Yeah, but like the ground's hard.
The grounds are a blanket.
I would literally go to the kitchens, tickle that pear, and be like, no, can I have some snacks? Because you never hear them having snacks. They always have like candy, but where's the snack?
Yeah, you're
Let's
right.
Let's be honest. You'd go up there and be like,
can I have some
Dobby,
chips?
Can you make me some pot roast?
Yeah. And then I'd go back to my common room and I'd get in a squishy chair with a blanket and a fire and I'd cuddle whatever the animal is that I bring. A Fozzie Bear. Fozzie Bears are allowed. That's what I would do.
I like it.
Studying? For sure.
I would totally read.
All right, give me another one.
Hey, did you answer?
No, she didn't.
Katie would literally do the same thing as me, but with a cat.
Yeah, actually, probably. Okay. And maybe I'd like just walk around the castle.
Exploring the castle would be fun.
Yeah. It's a lot of walking.
It is a lot of walking. It's a lot of changing of stairs, too. We always forget about that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Nope Rope asks, if Hogwarts allowed the students that were over 17 to have after-school jobs in Hogsmeade, where would you like to work? Honeydukes.
Yeah.
Zonko's.
I would want to work Hogshead.
You would
hang out with the goats.
Yeah.
Three broomsticks.
I would be the goat.
Get all the butterbeer.
Greatest of all time.
I feel like you'd see a lot of interesting folk at the Three Broomsticks.
Yeah.
I think you'd see more interesting people at the Hogshead.
Yeah. True.
I think you're going to get the dish at the Hogshead. You know what I mean?
That was my nickname in high school.
The dish?
The dish!
Makes me think of Winnie the Bish.
Winnie the Bish. Katie Kayaktel asks, did anyone take care of magical creatures or did the class not happen? Was there ever an NEWT class?
I bet you there was, but Harry's not.
I don't know.
From his POV.
I don't know if an NEWT class happened. I bet it may have been just the like lower grades and OWLs.
But I think, like, what if you wanted to do... I bet Luna totally took it.
But she's a year lower than
her. Yeah, she's not in her year.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, like, I bet you there are other people that wanted to do creature features for their life's job.
Possible. Yeah.
I mean, I hope that it happened. I don't know. But I'm not sure. Katie?
I don't know if it does.
Katie, I can't stop looking at the little mermaid lady on your hat.
She's a siren.
Okay.
She's a mermaid. Yeah. Yeah. Do you want me to peel it off?
No, I want you to sing to me like you're a siren.
How do I do that?
Come seek us where this
sound. I'd be the screechy part.
Talk to me,
Let's see. Okay, Kendra asks, flash answer, ladies. What did Ron see in Lavender?
Everything. He was a 16-year-old boy, and smooches. Some girl liked him. That's what he saw in her.
He saw kisses. That's what he saw.
She's not unattractive, and she wanted him.
Yeah.
He saw attention.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he got some. And then he was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
My lips are getting chapped.
Okay.
You made that.
You knew I would make that.
I said got some is got some attention.
Uh-huh.
Franz.
Penny.
You got some smooches, that's for sure.
Kim asks, do you think McGonagall actually wrote to Neville's grandmother?
Yes. Yeah,
I think she did.
Yes.
I agree. Yeah, she definitely.
I like that flash answer. Who did that? Who said that?
Kendra.
Good call, because that makes us think
that's what
fast.
It used to be.
Yeah.
No, that's what we said it was going to be.
Yeah, true. Marguerite asks, what if Hogwarts did have an art class, would you want any current or past teacher to teach it? Like, is there a teacher we know of that you would want to teach art at Hogwarts?
Like in real time life? I can't remember.
Like in Harry's. No, like a Hogwarts teacher.
Oh.
No, like a Hogwarts teacher. Is there a Hogwarts teacher that you would want to teach
Flitwick.
Art?
I feel like Dumbledore would teach a pottery class. We're knitting.
He would, because Trelawney is his favorite subject.
Could teach jewelry making.
Who?
That Trelawney teaching jewelry making.
Jewelry making.
We're gonna make some.
I took jewelry. Let's talk about high school again. I took jewelry making for 2 years. It was fun.
That was a thing.
Oh yeah, it was so awesome.
She took cool way stuff. More arts than I did. That's probably why we weren't in any other classes.
Photography, jewelry making.
I was supposed to.
Yeah,
my teacher didn't like me, and that's fine. I once made a compare and contrast two paintings the one time, and I did two different, I think Da Vinci paintings of the same thing, because I thought it was cool. He's the one that cut off his ear, right?
Van Gogh.
Oh, Van Gogh. So it was Van Gogh. So he lived somewhere that was like right by Notre Dame, and he did a bunch of like paintings and stuff. So I did two of those because I thought it was really cool to like, it's the same subject, but like totally, like they look obviously they don't look totally different, but like the color scheme and everything else, and like, because depending on the time of day when he was like painting them, she didn't like that.
Well, forget her. Let's see. A Pats one asks, what was your favorite school lunch? Because we talked about school so much.
Pizza.
Bosco sticks.
Bosco sticks were always a good thing.
Walking tacos.
Walking tacos. It's a breadstick filled with cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, see, we had, you know what pizza sticks are? It's basically just a really long Hot Pocket.
Mm. Yeah, no.
We had those. We had slushies. Why did we have slushies? We had slushies. Literally, I remember, and I'm not kidding you, I could pack it away. I remember on Chicken Nugget Day,
She doesn't eat a lot now.
I would eat 20 chicken nuggets.
We had Dino Nugs. Those were good.
At lunch.
Sarah, what did you say? I used to do that. 10 pieces of 20? Chicken nugget?
20's a lot.
Do you remember when we went to McDonald's?
Yes, I think about that all the time. All the time.
We went through the drive, you were coming back, I think from New York.
I remember that.
It was just perfect timing. We ordered whatever. And I take the bag from the person handing it to us. And I just give it to Megan because she's running shotgun. And I go, here's our fat feast.
Here's our what?
Fat feast.
Fat feast.
I mean, we just ordered like a normal meal.
It was great
and then we
delivery.
Just burst out laughing. It was very funny. Oh my
God. Maybe it was the you had to be there thing, but
it was.
Every single trip that we take, whether we're all together or not all together, it is literally that uncontrollable. Mm-hmm. Everything is funny. Mm-hmm. Laugh. Yeah.
Everything is funny.
Your whole body hurts.
Can you guys believe you're going to be in Florida in like 2 weeks?
It's insane to think about.
Oh.
I have to make sure I have the correct stuff like for the flight.
I should probably request that off. Huh?
But do you remember when I think we were going to see Alex in Annapolis where we stopped at the McDonald's and we were having intestinal issues? Do you remember that?
Yes. I got the Rhea at the Don's.
I'm gonna say it. But that's what we were saying.
The
and then we laughed Rhea. The entire time.
I'll say it. I'll be awkward. It's my everyday life.
It happens to everyone. Maybe not specifically at the Don's, but
everybody
like...
Poop. All
right, we gotta wrap this up.
Okay, last question.
I have one after this one, but go on.
Okay, last question. What clubs do you think they had at Hogwarts? Not including, like, Quidditch or the DA. Do you think...
Clubs?
What do you think were there? I do remember seeing at... Maybe it was at the Warner Brothers Studio Tour London. They had a little sign on the Gryffindor Common Room thing that said Gobstones Club.
Yeah, we knew that was a club, though.
Yeah.
Cool
Kids Club.
I bet you there was a chess club.
For sure.
Oh yeah.
Choir.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
They had the frogs.
I'm surprised that Ron wouldn't have been in the chess club. He would have dominated.
Yeah, he would have been really
like
good.
He would have been like, I'm King Weasley, you know what I mean?
The besides trio didn't have time for clubs. They were too busy saving Hogwarts.
I'll be a knight.
That's true.
What's your question?
I was gonna ask what you would have wanted for breakfast that day.
Omelet. I love an omelet.
You like
Western omelet.
I was gonna say you like a Western
side
omelet.
Of potatoes.
Yeah.
I don't need any toast. That's a waste of my time. And a Bloody Mary. Can we have that at school?
I don't think they do that at Hogwarts.
Breakfast potatoes, bacon, and some good eggs.
My other question is, do you think that you could have your eggs? Like, are they all just fried eggs? Or could you get scrambled? Could you get medium?
I think they're probably different.
I bet you there's
oils.
A bunch of options.
Every poached. Day?
Yeah, I bet they have.
That's so much work.
Catherine?
What do I want for breakfast? waffles.
Just
waffles.
Waffles.
Okay. And some fruit.
And in the morning, I'm making waffles.
I would probably want, like, bacon or sausage, some potatoes, some eggs.
Okay.
I like crispy potatoes. Mm-hmm. Crispy mm-hmm. potatoes.
All right. Good round.
All right.
Fan story.
No bingo.
No.
Oh, I'm
there
sorry.
No bingo.
I scrolled too
oh,
far.
Oh, no. I wasn't sorry. Saying no. I was saying there was no bingo, and then I heard that you said something. Sorry.
Whatever.
My brain doesn't prioritize
sorry.
Conversation
sorry.
The right way.
I know everybody's going to be mad about this news, but Slytherin won the House Cup.
I mean, you're not mad anymore. Slytherin. I know they win every time.
Hey,
so.
We tied, Sarah.
Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff tied for second, and Gryffindor was third.
I love that journey for us.
go snakes.
I thought you were gonna say Snape, and
so
I was like,
"So did I?
What?
All right.
Absolutely not."
It just depends on if she loves Snape. Today she's right. saying absolutely not, but tomorrow,
what did happen to Gryffindor? I don't know.
We just need more Gryffindor patrons, guys.
Yeah,
recruit,
wrangle up your friends, get some lions together. All right, fan story. This one comes from Melina from November of 2019.
I love your name.
That's a very pretty name. She says, "Hi, girls. My name is Melina. I am 26 years old, and I live in Switzerland. Ooh, so first of all, cool. excuse me if my English is not correct at
Send
all times.
Send us some chocolate. You don't really have to, but can I come and visit you?
For real. I was sorted into Gryffindor house, but I identify myself as a Gryffindor. My wand is silver limewood with a unicorn hair core, 11 and a quarter inches long, and with brittle flexibility. My Patronus is a mongrel dog, which I cannot truly understand because I am more of a cat person. I think it's like a mutt, like a mixed dog, I think.
Oh, okay.
Which I think those are some of the best dogs because I always feel like they just have such a good personality. My Potter story started in 2001 when I was in first grade. I do not remember how exactly I got interested in reading Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone when I saw it in the school library, but I remember that it took me a long time. I assume about months because I did not have a lot of reading experience back then. I finished the book just before the first movie came out, and my mom was wondering why on earth a girl in first grade would read such a thick book. She decided to read it herself and was hooked immediately. My mom and dad took my middle sister and me to watch the movie in theaters, and I remember us almost shouting, "Go Gryffindor," during the Quidditch match scene. My parents bought all the books, which have been out so far, until Goblet, if I remember correctly, and I read them myself, and also my parents read them to my sisters and me as bedtime stories. The upcoming year, my parents had a really nasty divorce, but during the following hard times, my sister and I always found a comforting and homey feeling in the magical world of Harry Potter. Unfortunately, I did not stay in touch with our dad, but our mom shares our fascination. The fascination of Harry Potter holds her, my sisters, and me together ever since, and it was or is still a grateful escape from our everyday life. I wanted to thank you for doing this podcast and for letting my thoughts escape into something I am really passionate about, and in such a funny way. I started listening about 6 weeks ago, and I just finished Prisoner of Azkaban, and I am looking forward to start Goblet of Fire. Love, Melina.
Tell us where you are now once you get to this and hear it, you're current.
I mean, this was like 2 years ago, so.
Unless.
Are you caught up?
Yeah, tell us. Are you caught up? Hey, what up? Send us an email.
Hey, what up?
Katie, did you take pictures of the book for jokes?
No, but I looked one up. I tell it for you. Okay. But thank you, Melina, for sharing your story. I like that you share it with your mom and your sisters. Mm-hmm. It's really cute. Okay, have I read this one before, Meg? Do you want to spoil it for yourself or this one?
I don't think so.
Okay, why is Mad-Eye Moody such a bad teacher?
Because he's in a bad mood.
No, because he can't control his pupils.
Sarah, do you have any jokes?
I got an email saying at Google Earth we can read maps backwards, and I thought to myself, that's just spam.
Oh my god.
Holy cow.
Why are you trying to make my brain work at the end of an episode? I thought you really got an email.
All right, good joke.
I just got hired as the CEO of the spam food company. Suddenly nobody will answer my emails.
Oh my god.
All right, I'm done.
All right. Follow your hosts on social media. Myself and Katie are on Instagram at the Petrus Family. Tiffany is on Instagram at tiffswish_flick. And Sarah is on Instagram at O'Malley with 3 H's.
What's up? Apparently I'm going to Florida in a couple of weeks, so I gotta get ready for that. I don't know what's been happening since last time. I'm just trying to make the Thanksgiving break, if I'm being completely honest. And
you're excited to see me and Katie in person.
Yeah, I was really excited about that. That was good. And
was it good? How good was it?
It was fine.
Okay. How good
I'm at the beginning of the water temple in Ocarina of Time, for those of you who really, really care about my Zelda experience. And Marty, for our anniversary, got me the wireless 64 controller for the Switch, and it is a... no pun intended, complete game changer.
when those come back in stock, we're totally getting them.
It makes everything right.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm asking Santa for that for Christmas.
And that's pretty much it.
Well, Katie and I are in Cleveland.
Ayo.
Which is fun. It's really, today it was beautiful, today's but let really me nice. Tell you, last night,
chilly.
That was awful.
Chilly, chilly.
That was awful.
Oh, because it was so cold?
Oh, it was so cold. It was so cold.
I told Meg, though, and I was like, it's really not that cold, but I am so cold.
Yeah, and we've gotten good pizza already. Mm-hmm. We got our favorite coffee place already this morning. Mm-hmm.
What pizza did you get?
Dina's.
I enjoy Dina's. But don't worry. Follow our Instagram. More pizza places to come. We're definitely hitting up Angelo's. We are definitely hitting up Lucci's.
Good Ohio Pie Company. Is really
and
good.
Ohio yes. Pie Company, oh yeah. God. It's very good.
So good.
Maybe we'll get the brunch pizza.
They have a Thanksgiving pie right now.
Matt said it was, he's like, it's odd. He's like, but it's really good.
Yeah.
The Thanksgiving one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I really like their, I don't know if it's like their white pizza, but it has like ricotta and
I forgot they just opened one in River, else. Right?
Yeah. I have no idea where it is. I didn't
because it used to just be in Brunswick, mm-hmm. and I think that they came to Rocky River.
But it's anyway. Excellent.
Yum! Can't wait for all the pizza this week.
Tell your story, or I'll tell the story.
Oh my god! You tell the story.
Okay,
go ahead. This is hilarious.
All right. Firstly, I'm super excited for Pokemon coming out later this week.
Yes, we brought our Switches home so that we could play it while we were here.
I cannot wait. Second, we were on the plane and there was a little kid behind us. Totally fine the whole ride. Like no
she was
problem.
Great.
She was probably like six. Didn't even know she was there till the end. We're sitting there. We had already taxied to the wherever, like we're waiting to get off. We're just our sitting gate. There. She's getting progressively more agitated because why are we just sitting there? She just wants to get off. Because
we were
plane.
In the back.
Right. Why are all these people just like six? Why are all these people just standing here? Why can't we go? I just want to go home.
Get off the plane.
And her parents were like cool about it. They're like trying to distract her. Like, hey, what's out the window? Blah, blah, blah. And then finally, because she got mad at her mom because her mom wasn't moving because you couldn't. And she goes, mom, why are you such a stick in the mud? And her mom just pauses and goes, where did you learn that? Meanwhile, me and Meg are crying in the seat ahead. And I was just so thankful to be there at the first time this little girl used that phrase. Because it was so like, funny.
The mom was just like, why do you think I'm a stick in the mud? And she's like, because you won't move.
So funny. And then like we found her after we were walking out and she was just so ticked off.
Grumpy. It was cute.
The kid was?
Yes. Yeah.
The parents were hilarious.
They were so fun. They handled it so well. Like she the was dad like, was like, she was complaining. She's like, I'm so squished. And he's like, out of the three of us, you are the least squished. Look at my legs.
Then the mom very calmly was like, you know what's worse than waiting to get off this plane? Listening to you complain about it.
How old is she, did you say?
Six.
Hilarious.
Had to be six. Like, no, so no more than that.
That's all I got.
I don't know what I've been doing since the last time. But I read Lore Olympus, the first volume one, and was so obsessed with it that I had to go on Webtoons and read all of them. I started that on a, well, I've read the book in a day. I got that on a Wednesday. Or was it a Thursday? Whatever day, what day did we, it doesn't matter. Whatever day it was, I read the volume thing in like an hour. And then by that Friday, I was completely caught up with all of the episodes that are out. It's really good if you like Greek mythology and stuff. I will say for sure trigger warnings, but I really like it, and now I don't know what to do with myself because I'm all caught up. And then I started reading The Blonde Bibliophile, who Tiffany and I and maybe Megan follow on Instagram, wrote her first book, and the publishing date is today, so I started reading that. So it's The Romanoff Oracle. It is so good. I'm only like maybe 30% in the way through. But I really like it and I'm really enjoying it so far. I'm 32% in, sorry. You gotta be specific. But I really like it. I'm enjoying it. I'll let people know how I actually feel by the end of it. I'll probably finish it tomorrow. And that's my life. Just trying to live, laugh, love, you know?
How am I supposed to live, laugh, love in these conditions?
I'm telling you, like, I could not, like, I started rereading Crescent City because, like, after reading Lore Olympus, I was like, I don't know what to read. So, yeah. Because I've started, like, a couple of other books, but I'm like, I have to, like, really get into them first. And then there was something else I wanted to say, and I don't remember what it is. Got my hair cut. Living my life, you know. Enjoying things. I don't know. I don't know what else I've done. I've worked. That's what I did. So as usual.
Cool.
You got books you want me to read or think I'd like, let me know.
Awesome.
I might add them to my TBR. You never know.
Might. Well, kids, this is for friends and her.
I was wondering what that was. I was like, is that supposed to be my name?
You forgot it was from the beginning of the episode. And for Danny's.
That's not how I wrote it in my hat.
For Danny's and DeVito's.
There you go.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Danny. Thank you for listening. So that concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Oh, and for Antonio's.
And Antonio's.
Amazing. Just my voice.
Well, let's go to the chapter.
It's before they had breakfast, not after they had breakfast.
That's where I was wrong, because I talk about breakfast. That's why I got thrown off by my own notes.
I'm pretty sure that they had breakfast.
See? Aren't you
glad? Because I was literally thinking, like, but wait, McGonagall, like, comes and gives them their schedule. Like, does she come in the common room? Like, that's, not that it's weird, but, like, if that's how it's done, that's
how
it's done.
I'm glad I'm not an idiot. I'm only somewhat of an idiot. Oh. What?
Literally, Nancy Pelosi just texted my dad, allegedly.
What?
It says, Terrence, it's Nancy Pelosi.
Terrence!
I will say Terrence is spelled correctly.
Bye, Swishers.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.